Many Utahns might be wondering what the latest round of statewide tax increases will mean for their wallets. But the Utah Foundation says not all that much. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
New analysis shows Utah's ranking among states with the highest tax burden will slip in 2017 as a result of property tax and motor fuel tax increases approved this legislative session. Sean Tigan is research director at Utah Foundation. He says when both of those tax hikes are fully implemented, the state's tax burden will be bumped up by one place nationally, from 21st to 20th, or from about $112 per $1,000 of personal income to $113.
What we've shown is that, well, you know, maybe it's not that big of a deal because $1.50 on every $1,000 of personal income, you know, that $1.50 isn't going to go more than, you know, buying one soda or a cup of coffee.
Tigan adds over the past 20 years, statewide taxes have decreased while mandatory fees and local taxes have increased. Whitney Evans, KUER News.